In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hello, and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. We are here every Wednesday with people's...
And Sunday
with people's dating issues. It is so nice. What's going on with you, Jordana? How was your trip to Park City, Utah?
My trip to Park City, which was now... At this point, I'm back from Hawaii, so I'm really all over the place.
So you're back from Hawaii.
I've got a... Okay, we're pre-recording all of this, but I've just come... In real time, I've just come back from Park City. Then I'm going to Hawaii on Saturday for a week, and then the weekend after that, I have my sister's wedding in Florida.
Wow. Where in Florida?
Fort Lauderdale.
Beautiful. Yeah. Love it. This is a worldwide adventure. You're like me. Yeah.
I'm so close to gold on Delta status.
Oh, it's going to feel good.
Sammy got it when we went to Park City.
Yeah.
And I was very jealous. She's like, don't worry. You'll get it soon.
You'll get there.
You'll get it soon. I'm like, yeah, okay. Easy for you to say.
Your golden tower.
It's funny. Neither of us got upgraded. But...
Well, I mean, don't you want what I got? Remember when we were in Austin and they presented me with my diamond medallion
in front of me? So you got an audience too.
Oh, it was it tasted so sweet.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a beautiful world from this diamond medallion castle I live in and look out on my land.
I mean, yeah, obviously the dream is to get to your level. What are you, diamond?
I am diamond.
That's the dream, but you know, it's baby steps. I'm just looking to get gold.
Right. And you'll get there. I mean, Hawaii, that's a big trip.
I'm flying United.
It's
a whole thing. Well, originally they were the only airline with a direct flight to Maui.
I remember we talked about this.
Yeah. And then there was a they got rid of the flight. It was some whole thing. It's okay.
I shouldn't have started this off on an awkward foot.
It's okay. But United, you know, I like United. Obviously, I love Delta. I like United. At least it's not fucking JetBlue. Oh, I have to show you a bunch
For
of people.
For those that don't know, Jordana had some JetBlue issues.
Yeah, JetBlue, I told you, I have a long game plan.
Her plan is to take over the company, to shut it down.
Yes.
John Taffer, that situation.
I got a bunch of people send me this meme that's like the picture of a pickup truck.
And the pickup truck says...
has a bumper sticker on it, basically.
I don't usually hold grudges. Also, may ask me how AT&T at the Auburn Outlet Mall stole $865 from me. That's great.
That is very accurate.
That's you.
Very accurate.
Not a grudge holder, but I will shut down JetBlue as a corporation. That's
exactly. And everyone who works there will suffer for their crimes. So there's casualties of war.
That's right. Listen, this happens. So you're going to Hawaii, and then you got the Fort Lauderdale. But how was the
Park City
experience?
That's the only one I've actually been on as of this recording. It was great. Great mountain air.
Love it.
To some good restaurants. We stayed at Stein Erickson. Great hotel. We stayed at their residences. So it was like a 3-bedroom, almost like apartment, which was just beautifully decorated. Amazing views. Just great.
As a bachelorette connoisseur, as a person who plans bachelorette in his free time, I would say that's a great bachelorette locale.
That? Yeah.
Yeah. I plan my side hustle.
Jared's parties. What are we calling it?
Jared's something. Did we have, what was the name?
There were a few good ones. I liked
Batch by Noon. Yeah.
That's the winner.
Batch by Noon.
Love it.
Industries. I would send people there for a bachelorette party. I think that's Park City's a good idea.
I think we saw one or two. I mean, it's also, we were there in like the shoulder season, so I don't know that there's...
What's the shoulder season?
It's like not, there's no like snow, so it's not like the ski season. And it's like it's not quite the summer like mm-hmm. hiking season, but it was great temperature, great time to go.
I went on a bachelor party to Vail once.
Oh yeah, I loved Vail.
And it was great. Like Vail? Loved it. We had a blast. It was and we had one of those types of situations because there they have the three-story kind of condo mm-hmm. that you can stay in. We all shared these condos.
Such
and
a great trip.
Yeah, you and there's places, there's bars and there's activity. There's a built-in activity, which is that's part of you know, the yes. Batch by Noon's philosophy is we want tent pole events
right.
that can
après ski.
So you could. So I did like one run, and then I sat at the bar and had a great time. But at least I was outside.
Are you a skier?
No, I learned when I was like 21 okay. when I was abroad. I took a lesson abroad.
Abroad in so Interlaken.
In Interlaken,
of course.
So I have only skied in the Swiss Alps.
Okay.
Vail and State College, Pennsylvania. Those okay. are the three places that I've skied.
In order of luxury.
Right.
Yes.
So I've had all sides of the, yeah. the spectrum, I guess.
Skiing is fine. It's a little bullshit, I think.
Really?
Generally. But
I like
the ski culture. Ski culture is great. Like the après ski and the warm drinks and everyone. Mm-hmm. And you're not in like a bikini. So it's just everyone can relax.
Right. No sucking in up there. Yeah.
Yeah. Hot tubs. Oh, but there's that kind of stuff too. But I think the actual act of skiing is like a huge racket.
How so?
It's just extremely expensive. It's very yeah. cold. Your nose is running. It's like a pain in the ass. You have to get all the way to the top of the mountain. Then you have to come down. You have to go rent the skis, get them right. sized, put them on. They're like bulky. You're like sweating as you're trying to get to the lift.
It's a lot of dead time. You're right.
I just think it's like a very, once you're like on the slopes is great. It's fine. It's fun.
Well, even then you're yeah. fearing for your life yeah. the whole time.
The whole thing is like, it's just a lot of, I think, It's a lot of being cold for like 30 seconds of pleasure.
30 seconds of pleasure for, yes. you know, just days of trekking through yeah. garbage. Yeah.
And it's expensive. So I think there's like another element.
It is expensive.
Of it. But I mean, I go because I like to go every, I'm not the kind of person who would ski every day on a trip. I would go like every other day, or like you said, it'd be great to go on like a run or two and then sit right. at the bottom of the mountain, but it's so expensive that it's hard to justify not skiing the entire day just right. so you could say that you made your money off of your lift pass.
Right. You feel badly. Right. You're not walking away being like, I got everything out of this that I exactly. could have gotten. And that's why like the people who are like great at it, like they're in a rush to get up there 5 a.m.
Right.
and let me get fresh pow pow. And so you're saying you're going to be a beach family.
Yes.
That's how things go. You're a beach family or a mountain family yeah. or you're a billionaire.
I'll go every now and then.
Right.
But I'm not going to like initiate the. I think it's a great group trip though. Good for Batch by Noon.
I think it's a great group trip.
Yeah.
It's a great way to get people involved because like then
you're
again,
in a fun place where people are like going out after the ski.
When everything revolves around alcohol, again, not to sound like an old fogey, but like it's not really pleasurable the whole time. You don't have really memory building.
Activity.
You need something to do. And that's why like when you go with a group of friends to the beach, at least there's beach swimming. You know, there's things you can do that don't necessitate sitting around staring at each other and taking shots. So
right.
yeah, I had a great time. The Red Lion.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
Everyone's like, and
yeah,
then
that's where everyone tells you to go.
Everyone says go to the Red Lion.
Good restaurants. It's
good restaurants. They're like Cougar Central. That's what they all tell you. So you go to Vail. They're like, oh, you want to? This is the thing that you could.
Sammy actually had her bachelorette party in Aspen.
Really?
Yes.
I think I knew that. I probably knew that.
Yeah, you probably got like the seven camera angle, seven angle shot of it.
That's
yeah.
right. I get all.
All the reposts.
All the reposts. All yeah. the same Instagram stories, which I watch every single one. So
yeah,
that's how I knew you were in Deer Valley. But listen, we got a great episode today. We're going to do the second half of our
lightning round.
Lightning round. Hit that lightning sound. Pew, pew, pew. So
ready to go. Do you have any shows you want to?
I got shows.
Mention?
I'm saying the same dates over and over. I'm sorry to repeat myself, but get the tickets.
Yeah, get them. Then they'll be sold out, and you won't have anything to say.
Right, Milwaukee, Mohegan Sun, Baltimore, Richmond, Boston. Second show added. Miami for Thanksgiving. That's right, Thanksgiving. Come and carve the turkey with me. And New York City, December's coming. I don't want to say the date before the date, but. It's probably out there.
Yes.
So big special taping.
So I'm sure those will sell out very fast.
Can't wait. So, Jordana, what do we got? We got the YouTube channel, betches.co/YouTube.
Yes.
Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Oversharing.
Check it out. Thank you, if I do say so myself. Out every Tuesday. And yeah, check it out. We've got five more questions for today. I'm very excited to get into them. Should we just get right into them?
Let's get into it.
Let's do it. All right. Going from an LDR to the same city, should we move in together right away?
So it's one of those things. I hate the questions that go, should we? Mm-hmm. Should we? So they're going from long distance to same city. Should we move in right? I can't tell you what to do.
Yeah.
You know, like I know I'm not opting out of the question. I'll answer what I would do. But like this idea of like, should we, shouldn't we? Like, what do you, you know, like I hate anything that's should I that presents judgment to me.
Yeah. I mean, I can see what she's saying. Like, is it, do you think it's a good idea?
That's
different than should we?
Right. Yeah. That's different. Yeah. I think here's what happens when you, I wouldn't tempt fate. Like, you go live on your own. Like, you go to, you're moving to the city, the same city as them. You're probably moving there
for them. In some capacity.
Fucking admit it.
Yeah.
Like, I you know, the problem I have as a single 37-year-old man is I got a lot of quirks and living things that I have become accustomed to.
It's time to find out if those are a deal breaker for anyone.
Right.
Get right into it. Well, why waste any time?
But the younger and the earlier you do this, the less there is of like, I kind of like living on my own. I kind of like my own bed. Right, yeah. I kind of like, you know, that I eat, you know, eggs under the, you know, one swinging light bulb.
Right.
Right. Like,
well, then you become like my dad if you're like that too long, where you're kind of like that. And then someone comes in and they're horrified by the way you live your life.
Right. So, and I tend to think that, you know, we get this email all the time. Can you believe my ex, the minute he broke up with me, is now engaged 1 year later. Oh my God. Can you believe this? And it's like, yeah, I can fucking believe it. Yeah, I can believe it. You know, it's, you don't, I wrote this down, but I was like, you don't walk down relationship hill, you fall down it.
Okay.
Generally. Like, don't you and Mike, like, wouldn't you look back on it and go, wow, look at how this thing just kept going.
Kept moving, yeah. Although right? It didn't feel like that at the time.
No?
I guess. You know, when you're like, you're trying to get on the same page about things. Maybe one person usually maybe wants to move a little faster than the other.
Fair. But would you say, like, looking back on it, you're like, oh, that, like, parts were easier than I thought they would be.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
You know, than they were with other things.
Right.
So it's like the idea of like, yeah, let's just fucking move in. You can always move out.
Of course. Yeah. To me, it's like, yes, should you? I mean, yeah, we were saying you shouldn't, you should, but I would. If I'm moving there, it's like the whole, we've already spent a lot of our relationship not in the same city. Let's see what it's actually like to be with each other.
Right.
Unless you're like 22, in which case, and you've never lived alone and you want to see what it's like to live alone. Otherwise, why would you not? To me, it's like by not doing that, you're not admitting that this is a serious relationship.
Right. And then you're kind of like living in this vague in between. Even at 22, I'd be like,
go, you know, all in.
If there's no questions, then there's no question, you know, like
it depends how serious the relationship is. I could see like, if you're kind of like, oh, I've never had an experience where I've lived alone. I want to create, I could see the argument for the other way where it's like, I do want to create, maybe not the other way entirely, but there's a sense of, I want to create my own life here. That's separate from you. You've already lived here. Mm-hmm. Right. And you have your own life. I want to create my also own life. Like I want to meet new friends. I want to have like hobbies of myself. And maybe it'll be easier to do that if I live alone, or I've never lived alone before. And I want to have somewhat of an experience doing that.
Yeah. I tend to believe that you can do that without
living separately. I agree, like, that you know, can. I'm just saying I can see based on the age that you're at and the life experience that you've had, mm-hmm. that being a desire for someone to have, and it not being like meaning that it's terrible.
Well, I guess I'm coming from the perspective that like marrying anybody is like a crazy thing.
Yeah.
like saying at whatever age you are, let's be together forever is a crazy proposition.
I think it's crazier the younger you are.
Absolutely. So at this point, you're heading towards, you want to go into crazy.
Yeah.
So like,
Go all in?
Go all in. I don't know. It's easier for me to say than to do, but like I know if someone was like, hey, if I was long distance with someone and they were like, and again, what you're saying is totally correct. When you move somewhere for someone, but then move into another apartment, it kind of feels like you're like not saying all that needs to be said.
Yeah.
So you're kind of half taking a risk. Like if I was in New York and I'm dating someone wherever, fucking LA, and they were like, I'm going to move to New York. And then I was like, I would have to take stock of, okay, is this for me?
Yeah.
And if they were like, no, it's not for you. I just kind of want to like do a little New York, but we'll be together and I'll live like next door to you. And it's like, fine. I'd be like, all right. But if they were like, no, I'm moving here for you. Like I'm taking this very seriously. I would go, I don't think I'm, I would have to like really take.
I like how you're already like, no, you don't even, this person's hypothetical.
Break up with them.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I would have to take stock of what we have. Do I believe in it enough?
Right. It's a sign if you're moving in together, if you're 100. Yeah, I totally agree with that.
You know?
Yeah. So I think that those are all important factors in deciding if you should move in with the person when you get there. But if you're saying I'm in a serious long distance relationship, of course you should move in together.
Yeah.
If you're saying I started seeing someone a month ago.
Different story. Yeah, and I'm going to move towards town because I want to see what this could be. Mm-hmm. That's a little more serious than I would be like, I would have to be jazzed up about it.
Yeah.
And it is a show. It's a reveal to be like, yeah, I'm going to give this a shot. But you got to, I think to this person, you have to be honest about why you're moving. If you're sitting there looking at them going, you know, I've just never lived in New York. That's a lie.
Right. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's no way to build it. To be vulnerable and say, I'm moving here for you. I think this could be right. And I want to live together.
Right.
I think the living together, I would say, is the answer 90% of the time.
I agree.
But I could also see a random exception where, depending on age and depending on how long you've been dating, it wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. Would you ever, if you met someone and you had the ability to move.
Okay.
So you meet someone on vacation.
Sure.
You're in, you know, Aspen.
Yeah.
For a bachelorette party.
Okay.
You ski across some guy and then you guys hook up on this bachelorette party, whatever.
Sure.
Keep texting and you're like, you know what? Would you ever move to the city?
Based on texting?
You guys, he does a visit, you do a visit. And then you go, you know what? I can work from anywhere.
Yeah, I could see it.
I could see it.
Would you do that?
I think I would do that.
Yeah.
If I could be like, oh.
Gone every weekend anyway. Bye. Yeah, I would do that. I think that for the right person, sometimes it's like one for the right person and two, it's like depending on how intense you are by getting married, for an interesting experience.
Mm. Yeah, it's funny because it's like, this is the stuff that gets in the way for a lot of people. They go, well, that person.
If you don't want it enough, then that's a great excuse.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if you're really into someone and they live somewhere else and you have the ability where it doesn't change your whole life and make you miserable in every other aspect of your life, I don't see why not.
It's so funny. Like, it can happen, can like ruin, waste so many people's times where it won't happen.
Right.
it can happen. Like if you're a friend out there where that's your advice to them, it could, you know,
where it is their decision.
Where it's like, if we had a friend that walked in here and was like, you know, I met this guy. I'm going to move to Cleveland.
Right. Well, you have to also be invited.
Right.
That's the other part.
That's part of it too.
It has to be both. If both people are like, this is on, you should move here, I should move there.
Yeah.
That's how it happens. But one person's like, I'm going to move there. And the other person's like,
cool.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Well, what I've seen before is also like one person, if you're dating in this, one of these long distance things long enough, one person kind of has to move. And if neither person is willing to move, to me, that's a sign neither person really is that invested in it.
Right.
But then it's also like, well, who should be the one to move?
Right. There's a point in every relationship where you go from, and I do believe this, you go from single and selfish to relationship and compromise.
Yeah.
And there is a point where you're still single and selfish. Like, mm-hmm. you got to make sure you're happy. You got to make sure you're getting everything you need.
Yeah.
And then you get to a point of like, oh, now we're a we.
Yes.
Now we the compromise comes together. In. Now we make decisions together.
Yeah.
And that's a weird point.
But I do think it's hard to move to someone else's city, like into their apartment, because it's like that person has their whole life and their whole thing going on. Mm-hmm. And then you're the person who's now like you're the only constant in their life is the person they're dating. But they have to create a whole life outside of you.
Right. It's funny because like I could do it.
Yeah, I could do it, too.
I could do it just because I don't need any of these idiots here.
So hurtful, Jared.
No, well, I mean, I could come back, you know, like the way I work, the way, you know, it's...
you could go anywhere.
Not everyone can.
That's true. So you would do it. But you won't date anyone in a different city, though.
No, I won't. So. I don't know. There's the person you'd like to be and the person you are. Okay. And I...
But in your mind, if it was the right person, you'd move.
Right.
In your mind.
But then I'm like,
but you don't,
who would I've ever be you, that right?
I've seen you proposition for dates in different cities and you're never that into
it. No, well, that because that always becomes, we should do drinks. And I'm like.
That's how it starts. I mean, they're already on this. We should move in together.
It would have to be. Well, it would have to be more by chance. I would never pursue it.
Okay. You just happen to hit it off.
Yeah, it would have to be like meet cute movie.
You're in love at first sight.
1%. Okay. There's a 1% chance that I would do it.
People do it all the time.
No, they do it, but I'm saying like it couldn't. I do get the proposition of, I get a DM, what we should do drinks when you're in my city. And you know what? I have done those drinks. And I've been on those drinks in a different city. And they're always nice. Always pleasant. They're always very nice people. But I'm like, there's a point where I go, what the fuck am I doing here?
Maybe you'll move there.
And then you go.
Are there certain cities you're more down for that than others?
Absolutely.
Like cities you would move to?
Chicago.
Miami.
Miami. Not LA, I don't think. San Francisco.
Okay.
That'd be a big move for me.
To San Francisco?
Different time zone. I guess Chicago is a different time zone. But
maybe I could see you moving to Miami.
I don't know how it would work with my comedy career. Yeah, I could do it.
Chicago with your brother.
He's not going to be. I assume he's going to be there. I hope he's there for a long time. But
are we asking for propositions from these cities?
No. Boston, maybe.
Oh yeah, go back home.
Go back home. You can always come home.
You can. Yeah. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. 50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Let's do another one. Okay.
How do I avoid guys who go out on a date and then say they're not ready for a relationship?
I would say you can avoid those guys because not everyone you go on a date with wants to date you.
Right.
So it's inevitable.
That I don't want a relationship as an excuse.
Yes.
They don't want a relationship with you.
Right. But the only way to find that out a lot of the time is to go on a couple dates.
This person needs to embrace disappointment.
Yes.
Disappointment. You know, they say in cold calling, you're 7 no's away from a yes.
Yes.
So you have to start kind of living that way. Right. The yes will come. You got to go on some dates and enjoy yourself. And you're going to like people that don't like you. And I get that's an extreme way of putting it. You're going to like people that just want to fuck you.
Yeah. I think there's this, maybe this human urge to avoid all pain.
Right.
Or avoid all discomfort. And I understand there's a theory. So a lot of people have theories or ways of going about life to minimize any discomfort, mm-hmm. which I don't think is actually the best way to go through life. The best way to go through life is to go through discomfort, mm-hmm. realize it's not that bad, so you can keep going on it.
Right.
So the idea isn't how do I not go on any dates with men who don't want to be in a relationship with me?
Right.
It's how do I not think it's such a big deal if I go on a date with someone and they don't want to be in a relationship with me?
Right.
Is really like the answer.
And also, how do I figure out my own taste? How do I, this is such a blamey question. How do I stop going on dates who are not ready for guys who say they're not ready in a relationship? All right. Why are you ready for a relationship with everyone?
That's another question.
Why are you so fucking ready?
Yeah. Are you? Yeah. That's another thing to ask yourself. Do I go on dates with people where I'm not, don't want to be in a relationship with them?
Right. When do you say no?
Yeah. But I mean, if she's saying like, she didn't phrase it like this, but if she's saying, I keep on going on dates with guys who only want to hook up. Then,
okay, well then what are you, then I would ask myself, what are the conversations you're having on the apps?
Yeah.
What are the,
well, that, you know, I'm saying that has more like actionable
right.
things.
What do your prompts say? Mm-hmm. What are your pictures like? What are you who are you spending your time on right. in these conversations and who are you passing up? You know, and again,
if you get those messages, are you good at noticing a message that implies the person's just looking to hook up?
Right. And sometimes that goes down the road of like, oh, we're blaming the victim, which no. I don't believe is the case. We're asking you to be a better buyer.
Right. You're a better consumer of the dating apps by saying if someone's just commenting about how hot you look,
right,
that's a sign. Or there's other ways that we've shown in this podcast about that. But not ready for a relationship and just looking to hook up are two different things.
Well, also, if you keep getting surprised by guys going, well, I'm not ready for a relationship. Why am I getting surprised? Am I surprised because I assume my relationship with sex is the same as the person I'm dating?
Right.
That's not the case. You are going to go on dates with guys who can have sex with someone and not end up in a long-term relationship with them. That's not part of their buying structure.
And there's nothing wrong with vocalizing that you're not interested in that.
Right. That's okay. Maybe it's assessing how we do business.
Right.
You know, like
before you have sex, I just want you to know sex means a lot to me.
Right. And it's something that I take pretty seriously.
Right.
And it's something that I only do with someone I'm, you know, being exclusive with.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with saying that. I think a lot of people think that that's crazy.
No, I don't think that's crazy.
I'm not interested in having sex with someone who's having sex with other people.
Right. And it also, you know,
some people will be not interested in that. But that's a good thing.
And part of that is adhering to your own rules. Part of that is like, if you're still on the apps while saying that, then you shouldn't be in the bedroom with them.
Yeah.
Right? Like I would assume there's a process, you know, oh, I really like this guy. I'm going to remove the apps. And now we go on another date. Hey, I just want to let you know, I removed the apps. I'm kind of concentrate on this. And if it gets more physical, you go, well, I'm off the apps because I want to concentrate on this. Know how serious this is to me.
Yeah.
You have to take it as seriously as you're saying you're taking it.
I agree. I think there's the fear in saying that or doing that where it goes back to, again, I'm sort of fixating on this comment you made about in the last episode where you talk about men wanting to like feel like they're conquering something
sure.
to keep their interest. So I can understand why someone would be hesitant to be like, I've deleted the apps. I'm only focusing on this. Because then it feels like, okay, they've already got you.
Well, I would say they don't.
Okay.
Because you're conquering a standard. So I've deleted the apps and I'm not going to sleep with someone that has an app on their phone.
Okay.
You know, that's
right.
A little different.
And it's playing in you terms instead of like, I'm yours for the taking.
Right.
Now, you know.
Tell me you love me and I am in. No, yeah. It's, there's like kind of like this. I'm letting you know the consequences. I'm letting you know, like this is how I kind of go. This is my process.
Right. You know, that's a good way to put it.
Right.
That's a lot more empowering.
Well, and it's also like you're making the guy put his money where his mouth is.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you're saying give an offer.
Right. Or, and hopefully that mouth is on your pussy.
I was waiting for what, some reference. There we go. We got it.
Got it in.
Yeah.
Clip it up, people. Get it on reels.
So glad this is this one's on filmed.
It is filmed.
It is. I'm saying it's filmed.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I look directly in the camera. This is what you're getting on YouTube, baby. Look at Jordana's facial expression. Jordana's famously expression face. Famous expressions.
Expressive face.
Or, yeah. Jordana's famous, you know, for expressions. Me with a look into the camera. That was...
Does the audience feel seen? Do you guys feel seen?
Right, I'm looking right at you. Can you zoom?
Do a zoom.
Okay, hold on. Let's do it again for the people on YouTube. Well, I hope that mouth is on your pussy.
You should be a reader for Dipsy.
Right? That's right.
Yeah. Erotica by Jared Fried.
There it is.
Love it.
I'd be the worst erotica. Hey! Now rub your clit.
You sound like you're the way you imitate your mom.
Right. Oh,
Jared.
Jewish mom erotica.
No.
Hey. Take your shoes off. We're gonna rub your clit.
Oh my god. It's cringy. I love it. Okay.
There's leftovers in the fridge once you're done.
What do you want from the Chinese food order? Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Will you give me a little pep talk to stop fixating on the dude who doesn't want to date me?
Okay. This is tough. Off the cuff pep talk.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a guy. We're assuming.
Yeah.
She's dating someone, or they are dating someone. We don't. It's a guy. They're dating a guy.
They're dating a guy. Doesn't want to date them.
Which means to me that they keep hooking up with them.
Yes.
Expecting them to change their mind.
Yes.
And say, let's be together forever.
Yes.
This happens to everyone. This happens.
Yeah. But she's at the point where she knows that's not going to happen rationally, but she can't help herself. What she's gotten is an addiction. I think if you think of it like that, that it's almost easier to understand like why you keep doing that. Because part of the issue with this is that you beat yourself up for keep doing it. And then it's a cycle of like, you do it, you feel terribly, and then you do it again because right. that feels good. And it's like an up, down situation. I've been there, so I get it. One thing, you know what I'll say? I'll say what my brother told me.
Okay, I love this.
When I remember I got a text from this guy, I hadn't heard from him in a while, I got a text from this guy, I was so excited. I'm like, he's back, he wants it, blah, blah, blah. And I was like telling my brother about how excited I was, and he was like, listen, you could keep doing this, mm-hmm. and it sounds like you want to, and that's fine, you keep doing this. When you're ready to have like a real relationship, you're gonna stop doing this.
Right.
Because this isn't gonna happen. So keep doing it. It's fine. I think it's also like you take away like the punishment aspect right. of it.
Do it and enjoy right. it.
Do it. You clearly like this isn't the time for you. You're not ready to stop doing it. So if you want to keep doing it, you can keep doing it. But just know that this is never going to happen. And when you're ready to be in a real serious relationship, when you're right. ready for something real, you're not going to want this anymore.
I totally agree. And I think that's a great pep talk.
Yeah.
I can I add on to that?
For sure. Of course.
Because... here, let me just tell this person. I don't know how old they are, but this could happen at any point in life. It doesn't age, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I want them to go to dreamland.
Okay. You're in dreamland.
It's 10 years from now.
Okay.
It's 10 years from now. You're 37. You live in a small studio apartment. You just vacationed in Europe alone.
South of France.
Maybe the South of France.
Maybe.
Sure. You have one single lamp that works in your apartment. Every night you eat prepared meals to keep the calorie count down.
Amanda Dobler?
Could be. Dobler.
Dobler. Sorry. I do this every time. Dobler.
Sure. Your workouts are fun with Forzag. Sure. The bed is comfortable because it's nice and big. And then, sure, you're doing okay. You get a text. It's him. He invites you over. The excitement is overbearing. Maybe this is the time.
Maybe it is.
You go, you finish the Wordle. You head over to his place. He doesn't even kiss you. You just get naked.
Oh no.
One single pump.
It's over.
You hear him above you. Ugh. Sorry about that, he says. You flop over on the bed. He looks at you and says, I got to be up early tomorrow. Get your shit together. You pack up. Unsatisfied. You get in the Uber. You open up Hinge right away. You don't even know why. Someone messages you. How was your weekend? How do you feel?
That was the most depressing thing I've ever heard.
Right.
Wow.
How do you feel?
It's true. That's what gets you, though.
That it, because this fear guy tactic. Will do this yeah. for the Forever. Next 10 years.
I told you that's what got me into therapy.
Right.
I got a lowercase happy birthday text. I got a all lower happy birthday, no exclamation point at like 4:30 that day. And I was like hysterically crying. I was like, I need to see someone.
So only a professional will do.
We'll be able to handle this crisis. But no, but I'm mm-hmm. I think at the time I was 26. So I was like, I'm 26.
Right.
What if this is how I feel? And at that point, it had been like years. So it had been like 7 years. And I was like, this is my 26th birthday. What if I'm like this on my 36th birthday? What if I'm like this on my 40th?
Right.
What if I'm sitting here crying over this text on that day?
Right.
I can't bear the thought of that.
No.
Right.
So hopefully we painted a picture enough.
Yeah.
That's not what they wanted, a pep talk. No, no, no. We gave you a sad talk. We gave you a reality talk.
Whenever you get the text, put the image in your head.
So if there's someone out there listening or watching on YouTube land that affected you, if you thought of one person, here's what I'm going to do.
It was like a soothing horror story.
Right. Because
you told it so calmly.
I wrote it down. I prepared. But if you heard that story and there's someone in your life that it made you think of, Here's what your next move is. And you should do it now.
Let's hear it.
Pick up the phone. Okay. Text whoever that person is. Hey, please don't text me again. I'm moving on. Then delete the number. Unfriend. Unfollow. Unsubscribe. In one phone pickup. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now.
Cut his head off.
Cut the head off.
Yes.
Chop it off. Stop being a wuss.
If you're ready. If you're ready. Because when you're not ready, you do it and then you unblock.
Right. Well, then, but if that story just affected you hearing your life 10 years
if you,
from
if
now,
you believe you're
playing
ready,
the Wordle, you know, working out alone in a studio apartment, if that is a horrific tale.
I didn't mean to imply that your life was horrific.
Oh, that's why I wrote it. I was sitting at home when I saw the question. And I was like, what if I just wrote out my life? And I was like, if you didn't like it. No. I live a very nice life.
Yes.
I masturbate with the door open in my apartment. I'm living great.
You're not at the whims of someone else's desires. And that's not that's not holding you captive.
No.
You don't go to a girl's apartment and then...
No, there's no one in my life that has that effect, that hold on me. Yes. I guess that's the second half of the story.
Right.
You are 10 years from now living like me, but also someone that you believe can pull you out from living like me would do that for you. That's kind of the... And they're not.
Yeah. So I think this was a very important episode for anyone listening at home.
If it worked... We don't know. I'd like to know. If you're ready.
Not everyone's ready.
To me, you're ready if you heard that story and you're like, I can't be 10 years from now.
Yeah. That actually is the scary thought. And I'm telling you, as someone who's been through it, the terrifying thought that this will go on forever. Because sometimes it's good and you're like, that felt really good.
Right.
But then it gets bad. And then it's why it's like an addiction. Because you're like,
I've got the high.
Mm-hmm. And then you're in withdrawal and you get lonely and then you're like, oh, I know they won't date me. But right. But it feels so good to get this attention. So I think you're spot on with the imagining you're in this position at a later time in your life when you don't have as much of your life ahead of you.
That's right.
And I think that's a really helpful little fear tactic.
I tried. This is why we're here.
Yeah.
This is why the U Up podcast exists, to horrify you to your core.
Yeah, exactly. Scare the shit out of you. That's why it's too real for some people.
Too real. Some people can't handle this podcast. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I get it. But again, if you're not ready, I think my brothers.
There's a two sides. Right. There's a yin and a yang.
Because you have to get to that point on your own.
Right. If you're doing the I need a pep talk because everyone tells me how stupid I am, that's not good enough reason.
Right.
You're enjoying it. I like a Coca-Cola. You know, like Coca-Cola, all that calories.
For you, right?
Yeah, fucking delicious. And I feel great afterwards and I'm happy I had it.
And if you're going to stop drinking them, it's because you want to.
Right.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's do another. If you want to be a part of our lightning round in the future, follow the U Up Podcast Instagram account, u.up.podcast on Instagram. Maddie runs a tight ship there.
Check it out. Okay. How to make coffee first date feel romantic and not like a friendly or work chat?
I like this question.
Yeah.
I like this question because I like a coffee date and I don't think of
it
as...
a coffee date?
I've done a coffee date. I don't think of it as a lowering. It can be. But I think a coffee date can be romantic.
Why would you do a coffee date?
Let's just go meet. You know, I'm having a great conversation with someone. Hey, good banter. Let's go. Right. And I think this is all... I think if you're at a Starbucks, it's over before it started.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. You can meet for a coffee date that's just coffee, but in a place that gives you a sexy vibe.
What's the place called here? There's a few of them. I think it's the sexiest coffee place in the world.
What's it called?
It's really high end. There's one on
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes. America runs on it.
It's the sexiest spot. Yeah.
No, there's a great place. They've got a few locations. St. Ambrose.
Yes, I love that place.
And that has like a
very
a
romantic vibe.
Romantic vibe. Right. If they bring out the coffee in China and fine China, then you're in a good spot.
Yeah.
And that can feel like a date.
And you still can just have coffee.
Right.
But like, again, it doesn't feel like you're getting a high school college interview.
Right.
Done next to a loud screaming person.
Right. If a waiter comes over with, you know, water and, you know, sparkling or tap, if they say sparkling or tap,
yes,
you're out of the...
You're in the right coffee place for a first date.
And I think being open to a daytime blowjob.
Do not do that.
I'm just saying, being open to being sexual during the day. No?
No. I actually don't think you can hook up on a first date coffee date.
No?
But you can get a vibe.
Yeah,
you can get a vibe. I wouldn't make out with someone during a coffee date, personally.
I'm just saying, allow your mind to go there.
Sure.
You know,
you can get ready as if you would.
Yeah, don't put nose on the situation.
Okay, fine.
I mean it jokingly, but I also was like thinking, I was like,
cause here,
if I was open to hooking up, then the daytime date would be the same thing. I don't even need alcohol. But the problem is the daytime date, if it goes well, all of a sudden it gets this like higher stature.
Right. Because there's no alcohol.
Right.
So you're very much sober. So you're
right.
Seeing the person objectively. That's, I think, because it's the date, I assume if it's the daytime date, you've got other stuff going on before and after.
Mm-hmm.
The daytime date, the daytime coffee date is the perfect thing to where if you leave excited about it, that makes for a great real first date.
Right.
This is like a half first. This is like, if a first date is date one, this is like 0.5.
What about coffee that goes into let's take a walk?
Okay.
That was something I wrote down.
I still wouldn't hook up, personally.
I'm not saying about the hookup. Okay. I've taken us off schedule. But I would say, what if the coffee led to like a, because like, I wrote down, I was like, what if you go coffee, then you go walk, let's go to another coffee place. We walk from coffee to coffee.
Coffee hopping.
Double coffee.
Coffee bar hopping.
Coffee bar hopping. Yeah. That helps it become less of an interview.
I just kind of feel like the idea of a coffee date is because there's like a limited amount of time and because you want to like have like a little taste of a real date without going through the whole real date. Like otherwise, why not just go to dinner? Or why not just go to get a drink?
I guess in my world, I would say, hey, let's get coffee today because I'm leaving this weekend to go away.
Right.
So I want to meet you and we're already having nice banter over this venue and the dating app. So that would be the reason. That would be the extreme reason I would do it.
Okay.
Have
you had a coffee date that turns into a walk?
I think I have in my days of dating.
Okay.
But not one that was memorable enough to even like.
Right. And you suggested the walk?
Hey, you want to go take a walk? I guess if you're doing it in a nice neighborhood.
Do you want to walk me to my next appointment?
Got to get somewhere.
Yeah.
You want to come with me? My errands? Yes.
I got a bunch of stuff to do. Could you write this down?
Right. I guess you, but this person's probably asking because they are sober.
Yes.
You know, and I would assume, I'm making an assumption that they're going, how do I make these dates that I'm staying so, like Bar Pizzolino, they have coffee, they got fine China. I would feel like I was on a date there and not an interview.
That's fair. Okay.
You know, St. Ambrose.
If that's what the ask is about, it's about wanting to keep them sober. I think that's a different question.
Right. And I think that's about atmosphere.
Right.
And I think that's also about like, you know, allowing yourself to, I think a lot of this is self-talk too. Like, this is a date.
Yeah.
This isn't, you know.
Some mood lighting.
Right. And if someone, I think what happens is the scenario you're talking about, which I agree with, and it becomes like this, like half a date, is someone says, well, I can't do this week, but let's get coffee. And you go, and I think it's okay to go, I'm kind of looking to go get drinks. Let me know when you're back. I think it's okay to like push that off because I would want to go on a date where everyone's excited.
Sure.
And for the sober person, it's a different story. For the person that's like looking to get drinks and someone says, hey, I mean, I've mentioned this before. I went on a date once where like, I'm like, hey, want to do Tuesday at 8? And they're like, well, I should let you know, you can have a drink. That's how their response was like, you can have a drink. I'm going to have a club soda. I was like,
right. That's not like
I'm out.
Going
right. And it's like, you know, their profile didn't say they didn't drink, you know, like, mm-hmm. and, you know, at that point you felt like I kind of felt like, well, I want to be a general, you know, I do want to meet this person. I don't want to look like, you know, like you feel like a dick. Cause you're like, I don't want to be the guy who's like, you don't drink, nerd, right. you know, like,
yeah, so, but it's also, if that's, I mean, that's almost a good thing. If you're not looking for someone, if you're not looking to date someone who's sober, I think that's totally fine.
Right.
It's just something that was not a good match for you. You're not saying it's bad.
No, I'm not. And, but I guess it was funny to me because it's like Tuesday at 8:00 and they're like, you can have a drink. I'll be having a soda. And then you go,
that's an annoying.
Now I'm like, well, can I have the date back? You right. know, like you feel
actually,
like, this ain't going to work out.
Yeah. This was supposed to be my pregame. So
I got tables. Yeah. So I think excitement matters.
Yes. Setting matters.
Setting and excitement.
All coffee shops are not created equally.
No, they are not.
Yes.
Dunkin' Donuts while someone runs and fucking hijacks the place.
It's not. Yeah. It's not the.
No. The Would you like some munchkins?
The Dunkin' Donuts lighting is probably the worst state lighting you could probably have.
Very CVS, yes. Yeah.
No to Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay, we got one more.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Do you have to learn to like yourself before dating?
We're getting deep again. This is the depthy episode.
I got a lot of, I mean, this is the theme is depth.
I mean, my God, I just wrote you a note. Yeah, I read a whole story about my miserable
Christmas,
life.
Christmas future.
Do you have to like your body to fall in love? I hope not. You know, like.
What do you think? Do you have to learn to like yourself? Would you date someone who didn't like themselves?
I don't think anyone likes themselves.
Well, I also don't think, it's binary. I don't think it's like, I like myself or I don't like myself. It's like certain days I like myself a lot more than other days. I don't think that anyone likes themselves all the time. Or loves themselves all the time. Maybe you could like yourself all the time.
Right. I don't know. I think here's how I would change it. You're never going to find someone who's going to fix you.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting there being like, I got these fucking issues.
You got to work on them yourself. You could work on them simultaneously.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're working on them while you're in the relationship, you're always going to be working on them.
Yeah. If you're not working on anything, what the fuck are you doing all day?
Well, lucky you. Lucky them, you know? So, but I think like I've thought that. I mean, we talked about this a couple episodes ago where it's like you kind of think like, oh, well, when I get in a serious relationship, I'm going to, you know, do dinners instead of going out and drinking. Disgusting. I'm not going to be disgusting. I'm going to clean myself up. I'm going to, you know, have a better schedule because I'm going to be with this other person. And it's never that way.
Right.
Your problems are your own, and as long as you're aware of them and trying to fix them, then I think you can.
I agree, and I mean, like yourself is that's a very subjective term,
right?
But it's
what day of the week is it?
Do I feel like you have to have your own life before you're dating, like your own relatively full life, and then involve things that don't have to do with dating? Yes. Does that mean you like yourself? Not necessarily. But
right. I guess it's like, you know, I'm thinking of like people who get married very early on and young. Like it's funny, like almost the more time you have to spend on it, the more you're like, oh, I got all this fucking shit. Who's gonna sign up for this, you know, dumpster fire? And then what you realize is that everyone's a bit of a dumpster fire.
Totally. And you can become a non-dumpster fire alongside with someone. I don't think you have to be I think there are people who are like, I'm not going to date because I need to work on my career or I need to do this. I don't think that you need to finish a task. You can be a work in progress while dating someone, but you can't expect them to save you from it.
Right. No, very few people are at the beach okay with their bodies. They're working on them.
Right. And if you, the most important thing to me is that you have a grasp over the things that you are working on or that you are looking to change and you're self-aware about them, not that they don't exist. So again, so I think we've gotten this where like red flag or deal breaker, they have like $100,000 in college debt. To me, that's not a deal breaker unless they're like, I've got $100,000 in college debt and like, nope, we'll see what happens. Like that would be
what's the plan? Right,
that would be the deal breaker to me.
Yeah,
rather than I have this debt, I have this plan for paying it off, and I'm going to be able to pay it off by this date. And you know, I've got a sense where I've got a handle on my problems.
Right, I'm living with my parents because I got nowhere else to go is different than I'm living with my parents to save money.
Right.
So to I buy can a buy place. A place. Yeah. Is two different, same house, different scenarios.
Exactly. And I happen to think the person who's I'm living with my parents to save money to buy a place likes themselves a little bit more than the person right. who doesn't.
Because a plan makes you like yourself, you know, like the
esteem, right. The self-esteem yeah. comes from like taking care of your problems and having management over them. And I think that I don't like the idea of being a mess is someone with a lot of stuff going on that they have no desire to or haven't managed to figure out how to control any of those things.
I also have been on dates where I go, it's also a kind of a put off to me. Mm-hmm. Like when you hear like, well, I don't know what I like to do. You know, at a certain age, I wouldn't have cared.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, you know, if someone goes on the date and they go, I hate my job, that's a turnoff.
What if they're like, I'm applying to a bunch of jobs because I don't really like my job that I'm in right now. I'm looking for something a little bit more X.
It would have to be a singular focused application process to me. Okay. And again, this is me. I don't want to hear from people like, you don't want like people in between jobs. That's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But if they were, it's just not my preference.
Okay.
I'm applying to do this.
Right.
I'd be like, okay, cool. Great. What made you interested in that? What, you know, where's the pursuit? If it's just, I'm applying because I can get the fuck out of here.
Right.
I'm like.
You want to feel like their life has direction and they have some ownership over it.
Right.
Sure.
And that's a different type of, because it's interesting that I see it now more than I did.
Well, you have that more of yourself now.
So right.
You can be more judgmental about it than others.
Yeah. I'm sure there was someone on a date with me that was like, you're doing what?
Well, that's the other thing. It's like the more in control of your own life you are, the more you can say this is something that, you know, that I want to move forward and not move back in terms right. of, you know, I want to solve someone else's problems. I've already worked on solving my own. I want to work on be with someone who's also kind of figured out their own.
Absolutely. Space of life. It's important. Yeah.
But I think if you're young enough, like obviously like if you're 22 and you're dating, no one's going to have all their shit together.
No.
Or at any age, no one has all their shit together. Everyone's always working on something, but.
But it's, I guess, you know, the main thing you said that is important, awareness.
Yes. And are you proud of your life? I think more than like, do you like your, you know,
right.
I mean, is there a sense of accomplishment? Is there a sense that you put work into it, that you have a full life outside of maybe this one area that you don't have, which is dating?
Yeah, I agree. Listen, I think we solved dating again.
We did it. I'm so proud of us.
We did it.
Part two of the lightning round.
Part two of the lightning round. If you like these lightning rounds, let us know.
Yeah.
If you don't, let us know too.
We're gonna have to sign you up for a calm app reading of that horror story. I like it. It's Halloween. Imagine. It's almost Halloween.
That was a good Halloween tale.
Yeah.
You're living alone.
We should do a you up haunted house.
And they walk, yeah. You know,
they have to walk by the awkward sex room.
Right.
Through the situationship attic. Right. See if they can make it out alive.
Right. Someone with bad breath jumps out and... Ah!
There's an animal that jumps out saying, how was your weekend?
Right. Yeah. We could have a whole thing.
We should. Haunted house. We should, you know, I think if we sold tickets, people would come.
The haunted dating house.
Yes. I love it.
There it is.
You heard it here first.
So
that's it for us for today. We'll see you on Sunday.
For the special.
Bye. The You Up podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Maddie Paul, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Maddie Paul. Be sure to follow at you.up.podcast on Instagram and send us your emails to uup@betches.com. Betches.